Okay, so for everyone tuning in, this is Nancy's Pantry, my show. I'm here today with my roommate, Abigail.
Hi.
Hey.
What'd she say my full name? Damn.
Abigail's just better than Abby. right now, the song I'm playing is by John Beltran. It's his newest release. It's so good, actually. I really, really love it. It's called Canarias. John Beltran, amazing producer. He makes some fantastic music. I like his side projects a lot too. Placid Angles, that one's my favorite. I think I played a lot of that music on my show before. But yeah, right now, Canarias. Thank you. Okay, next song is by Carrie Chandler, Dennis Quinn, Troy Denary, and then this is the Faster Horses Sport Mix. But this is You Are In My System. This is, I think, Carrie Chandler's newest release, but it's awesome. Okay, that was just the Faster Horses remix, but this is the original, the non-sped up version, and honestly, I love both equally, so I had to put both in the playlist today, but I hope you enjoy.
Let's go nonstop.
Okay, this next song is also awesome. It's also a new release, but this is Nonstop by Saison, featuring Mike Dunn and Adrian RG.
Keys sexy as hell.
Yet another new release. This is First Night by Vitesse from his EP Visions. hold on. I will let this song play after, but we have to take a quick ad break, and then I'll be back with more music.
Moon River, the collaborative new project for members of the Juno-nominated Indie Folk Mainstays, The Wooden Sky and Linda Ortega, Kathleen Edwards, and Corb Lund's bands, could easily be described as a supergroup of sorts. Not just because of their collective talents, but because the music on their debut album, Volume 1, is simply super. Their knack for creating sonic worlds that are at once lightly trippy and wholly inviting means that as much as they draw on inspirations from decades past, they maintain a pleasing, distinctly out-of-time feel. Described as Buddy Holly meets krautrock, it's something that you need to hear to fully comprehend. And Vancouverites will have the chance on April 5th at Green Autobody at 1822 Pandora Street, alongside Brandon Wolf Scott and Jody Glenham. Advance tickets are on sale now via Eventbrite for $22.63. So get yours now and mark your calendar to see Moon River live on Friday, April 5th. Are you interested in playing, watching, or discussing all things cricket? Look no further than UBC's Cricket Club. Reach out to @AMSUBCCricketClub on Instagram to get connected today. Launched in December 2023, Connect Afrobeats is an innovative online platform with a dedicated mission to foster a vibrant community for Afrobeats and Afro-inspired talents across the entire value chain. Join Connect Afrobeats today to connect with verified global Afrobeats talents, collaborate with fellow artists, and engage in meaningful discussions. Whether you're an artist, writer, talent manager, road manager, A&R, promoter, distributor, or publisher, this is your platform to network, find talents, form partnerships, and teams. Connect Afrobeats is gearing up to launch music camps in summer of 2024. So what are you waiting for? Amplify your presence in the vibrant world of Afrobeats and sign up now.
I left my mic on for the entirety of the first ad. Hopefully I didn't pick anything up. But okay, last song was First Night by Vitesse. Next song is Like That from Floor Plan, their new release. I love Floor Plan. They are actually amazing. They're like this amazing Detroit techno duo, and they're so good.
Like that.
This song is Wave Dash by Eversigns from his new album Gaze. Abby and I are going to yap for a bit.
Yeah, we're not sure what we're going to yap about yet, but we're going to figure it out as we go, I guess.
Yeah. Today's all house music, mostly like Detroit techno, deep house kind of vibes. Both Abby and I listen to a good amount of house.
Yeah, we both quite like it, I would say.
I'm actually really upset because 2 weeks ago I got the flu and I was absolutely dying because I don't get flu shots. I don't think I've gotten a flu shot since I was 4. Not because I'm like
four?
Yeah, like not because I'm like anti-vax or anything. I just like have never gotten the flu. So then I never got the flu shot. Okay. But then I finally got the flu this year. So rough. Everyone get your flu shots.
I remember in like Houston, like they made it like mandatory. Like each year we had to get a flu shot. Like they wouldn't let us go to school in that one.
Oh yeah. Well, I was dying. I was like absolutely.
It wasn't too great.
Yeah, it was rough. But we had tickets to see a DJ.
Yeah,
his Celebs, name Bunt.
Was Bunt.
Yeah. And then I didn't get a go. And then Abby went with a different friend. I gave her my ticket, and like. They ended up in the DJ booth, which was so upsetting.
Yeah, he was.
That could have been me.
We were gonna say hi to him after, but low-key, both of us were like really, really tired, so we went home instead. And like he was talking to someone else, so we're like, okay, we'll just talk. Like it's fine. Like we gotta like, dap him up.
I really want to learn how to DJ. That's going to be my summer project this summer.
No, she's gonna learn and then she's gonna teach me and we're gonna do our own little like boiler room sets. It's gonna be
Gonna do B2Bs. Actually, that'd be so funny.
Yeah, we'll be like, what is it, what's the...
I feel like we would end up bickering.
Oh, for sure. But I think it'd be so fun.
It would be really fun. But that's going to be my summer project this year.
We've tried to host a boiler room in our house before.
Like, that was it. Was not a
it
real
was a,
boiler room.
It wasn't a boiler room. It was just a house party, and then our friend like DJed. But honestly, it wasn't bad. Except he like kind of gave up because like
no one was really. Because we were talking about this the other day, but like techno, like house and everything, the culture in Vancouver and like Canada in general is like
it's
so much less.
Like if you go to Europe and stuff, it's. A lot, better. Like,
like people don't fuck with techno like that.
Yeah, you know, people fuck more with like frat music and like.
Yeah.
Wait, are we allowed to swear?
Probably.
Is that a thing? Okay. Cause you know, like, American daytime television, you can't like swear. Like.
Oh, true. I actually don't really know if anyone listens to my show, to be honest.
That's fair too.
Because ever since I started my show, it's been like a year now actually. Because I started last year, literally around this time, like March-ish. Yeah. Ever since I started my show, I never started. A lot of people with shows on CITR, they'll create like an Instagram page or whatever. Mm. Yeah. So then people can follow. I never created one because I'm scared that like. I'm gonna just have like 10 followers and they're all gonna be just like my close friends and that like nobody will listen to my show.
Cause you never know till you try.
I don't know who listens on air. Mm.
Yeah, not a lot of people listen to the radio these days actually.
Fair. You know what? If anyone is listening to my show right now, send me an email. My email is nancyxyniu@gmail.com. I'll say that again. nancyxyniu@gmail.com. Send me an email if you listen to my show. Because I genuinely don't know if anyone listens to my show.
You guys don't have like a viewership like count?
No, because you can't really keep track over like radio frequencies.
True, okay.
Yeah. So I just like I honestly just assume that nobody really listens to my show and I just like play my music just like for my own enjoyment.
Some people do. Like I can think of at least one person who for sure does, I feel like.
To the one person listening to my show, I love you. I appreciate you. I hope you like my music.
Yeah, she loves her music. It's her prized possession.
Yeah, I just got 2 spam calls in a row.
Oh, maybe someone listened to this show and just like telepathically like figured out your number.
Oh, so true. So
yeah, right.
Okay. Next one. This is Late by Damien Rausch. I think he's German. Yeah. This is like from his new EP Late at Night. But actually I quite like the song. This one's quite nice. Don't wanna listen to the song for a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I just said that like nobody listens to my show, but I just got an email. But thank Yippee! You so much. Yeah, it really means a lot. I genuinely had no idea if people listen to my show. But yeah, my show is called Nancy's Pantry. Every other Tuesday, 12 to 1 p.m. The premise behind my show, I got the name from a song because my friend Nolan, he was my best friend in high school. He's the one who really got me into music and radio, and he would send me this song called Nancy's Pantry by Tesla like probably every couple of months, and every time he would send it to me I'd be like, haha, look at this song, it's named after you, and I'd be like, dude, you've sent me this track like 3 times. But yeah, so I named my show after that song. And then the premise behind my show is kind of like every week I play a different genre of music or like kind of like a different vibe from my pantry of music.
Yeah, what's in your music pantry? All the different foods, the cuisines.
The cuisines. So today, deep house. I think last week I did like a really nice, or not last week, last week, last show, I did like an ambient show. I've done some like folktronica IDM kind of vibe shows. I did a shoegaze one recently. But yeah, I really just love music. I love listening to music. And I started this show because I really wanted to share this with people. But yeah, I'm gonna let this track play, Late by Damien Rausch. Okay, the song is super cool. It's by Shanti Celeste and Hodge. It's the deep mix version of Whispers from her newest EP, Bounce. But Shanti Celeste, so good. She's like one of my favorite DJs right now. Okay, we're gonna do another quick break from music, do a couple ads, and then I'll be back with more.
MRG Live presents Shred Kelly at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 29th, 2024, with special guest Hyenas.
Hey there!
Hailing from the Canadian Rockies, Shred Kelly is a powerhouse band that seamlessly blends elements of alternative, folk, and rock, making them a mainstay in the Canadian music scene. With a reputation for dynamic live performances, you won't want to miss their Blurry Vision album release tour. Check out Shred Kelly at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 29th, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
Hey there! Do you like sweet and sentimental stories and songs?
Do you enjoy a pleasant chat and a giggle with pals? Then you're going to love our show, Love Notes, here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Every week, a new guest selects a great love of their life. A sibling, a romantic partner, a best friend. And we get to make a show about the stories and songs that make up their love.
Join us on this journey for the ears and the heart every other Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Okay, this song is Girl, I Like the Way You Move by Stone from the DJ Kicks Motor City Drum Ensemble DJ Mix album. Yeah, this song's really awesome. Honestly, I've been doing a really bad job at promoting my show ever since I started, but I will get on that, and I think next week I will have an Instagram up for my show. But if you want to listen to any of my archival episodes that I've done before for more music, search up Nancy's Pantry CITR, and they are available as little podcasts on the website. Okay, this song is awesome. It's Song for a Friend by Byron the Aquarius and Cropper.
Thank you.
Okay, this will be my last song of the day, but this is Rod Cuts, the Mike Huckabee remix, and yeah.
Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, they say. Okay. Right?
Rap me.
Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, they say. Okay. Right?
Rap me.
Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, they say.
Okay, I'm going to cut the song off short, actually, but I'm signing off for the day. My next show will be next Tuesday, 12 to 1 p.m., Nancy's Pantry. If you want the song titles of anything that I played today, search up Nancy's Pantry CITR and the podcast will be up for this episode, and also a track list of everything I played today. But I hope everyone has an awesome day, and I'm just gonna turn this over to Radio DJ.
Give my I'm doing my